Welcome back to Wellness Weekly. I'm your co-host, Nora.
And I'm your co-host, Isabel. In Wellness Weekly, we like to be real and dive deep into topics that we want to make mainstream when it comes to wellness and health.
We want this podcast to be a safe space for everybody, and we're so happy you're here.
Welcome back to this episode of Wellness Weekly. We're super excited for our spring quarter episodes.
We're really excited for spring quarter. We think that this spring, we're going to be able to talk about a lot of topics that we're really passionate about and we've always wanted to sort of bring awareness to. So we're excited for you to join us on that journey.
Absolutely. So today's episode is going to be on the shorter side. We're going to talk about spring quarter as such a transitional quarter, especially spring quarter 2022, with all the implications of the mask mandate no longer being upheld on campus. And then a little bit too, as spring quarter as also a time of goodbyes and anticipating goodbyes.
So as you guys all know, the University of Washington has lifted the mask mandate and has enforced instead a mask recommendation or a mask suggestion. I don't even know what to call it. But masks are strongly recommended right now indoors, especially during the first 2 weeks of the quarter to sort of combat any potential, what is the word?
Like peaks, rises?
Yeah, any potential peaks on rise in cases. And so that is something that a lot of people have mixed emotions towards. And those emotions definitely have been impacting their mental health, especially given the fact that the U.S. right now is the leading country in rising cases and reported active cases every day. As well as it's the leading country in number of deaths. So I think there is a lot of aspects in which mental health can sort of manifest in how this mandate affects like students' ability to feel comfortable and to feel safe in the spaces that they are occupying. So, you know, there's a number of classes right now that are not recording and sort of enforcing a completely in-person instruction. I have one of my classes where the professor has decided not to record the lectures as a means of encouraging the students to attend. So enforcing a fully in-person instruction can sort of induce an anxiety in the student population. You know, some student might not feel as comfortable existing in spaces where masks are not mandated, and it could be like because of reasons completely not up to them, you know, like because of pre-existing mental health conditions, like an anxiety related mental health conditions, or just immunocompromised individuals, like whatever it is the case, there's a number of reasons why student might not feel the safest being able to just completely exist in a fully in-person instruction with no masks mandates. And so this quarter is really unique. This quarter is the first quarter where, you know, there's no mask mandate, but we are completely kind of like retransitioning into everything that we used to exist in terms of like university facilities, mode of instruction, expectation, like class expectation, all of these are sort of like coming back to pre-pandemic times and pre-pandemic conditions. And I think there's a number of ways that these transitions can affect mental health and exacerbate existing mental health conditions or even lead to certain new concerns that affect your mental health. There needs to be a space for the UW to acknowledge that this is an important side effect of the retransitioning back to in-person. But I'm not really sure if there is really a space as of right now. At least that's not how I feel in a couple of my classes. So yeah, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think that so many people for so long really internalized the idea of it's not safe to be around a lot of other people. It's not safe to be back in person. The best thing I can do for myself and for other people is to wear a mask. And now that that mandate has gone out the window, it can be really jarring. And I think for me, at least in my own experience, in my classes, people have been pretty good about wearing masks, but definitely not the close to 100% mask usage that I saw during my classes during fall and winter quarter. And I think even though mask usage rates are still pretty high on campus, the number of people who choose not to wear them is definitely not zero. And I would imagine if I had a pre-existing condition, I would be very, very concerned that a lot of people have chosen to, I think, prioritize their own comfort over public health. I mean, not to say that that's like the only reason that people choose not to wear masks, but in general, I think a lot of people are like, well, masks aren't comfy. They're just a bit of a hassle when wearing one can actually, you know, prevent an even like a very, very significant problem later on if you catch COVID or if you have an active infection and you give it to someone. And I think this issue is really compounded by the fact that, like you said, a lot of classes are now mandatory in person. So if you're required to be in space with people who aren't wearing masks and you don't know where they've been, they could have been at huge parties where nobody was wearing masks, you're kind of forced to accept the amount of risk that they took on for themselves. Even if you personally don't feel comfortable, like at those big parties where people aren't wearing masks, it's almost like UW is saying, well, students just have to put up with it. And I think that's extremely ableist. And I think that creates huge, huge barriers to accessibility and just to feeling safe in the classroom because COVID is still a thing, because there are currently COVID cases. And it's just such a frustrating and potentially very physically and mentally harmful issue.
Absolutely. And that ties back to like DRS accommodations and how accessible DRS accommodations are to the current condition of collective mental health struggles and sort of how much more accommodating they are and how much more like available resources are for addressing these concerns. There's also the fact that spring quarter is sort of a transitioning away quarter for a lot of people that are graduating. And it also is, even for people who are not graduating, it's transitioning away quarter for, you know, the summer, you know, getting summer plans in place, whether that be job hunting, internship, you know, that kind of stress is sort of impending on a lot of undergrads and having to deal with that, finalizing plans and knowing where to go.
Yeah, exactly. I think for me as someone more on the anxiously attached side, spring quarter can be a little nerve-wracking because I know that a lot of people will separate geographically over the summer, and it can be a little bit hard to know where you stand with people when you are only able to communicate with them long distance. As well, I think summer is a time when people are doing such a wide variety of things, whereas on campus, almost everyone are taking classes, and that can be a point of connection, a point where people can relate to each other, and it can just be really easy to incorporate making time for your friends into your routines when you're back on campus compared to when you're very physically scattered and doing very different things. And I think as a senior, I know not everyone listening will be a senior, but I think there's definitely a common theme even pre-senior year of just being like, well, I wonder which friendships will carry over from the end of one school year to the beginning of the next school year. And I think this is also compounded by the stresses of COVID and the uncertainties of living and going to school in a pandemic. And it can just be a little bit challenging mentally and emotionally and relationally to anticipate this period of time. Like for me, I plan on traveling a lot this summer, and I worry about being able to keep up with everyone, and I worry about being able to maintain connections that feel the same throughout the whole summer and up into next year. But what are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I would say I definitely relate. I think you raised a number of like really important points that I definitely relate to. I think, yeah, spring quarter is always sort of a stress-inducing quarter for me, relationally and support system-wise, because that's the quarter where I have to kind of deal with adjustments around my social circle and the people that I get to interact with, because I know that that's going to change over the summer, and then I'm not sure how it's going to carry on to the new school year, or for graduating seniors, how it would carry on to like job life or whatever it is coming, or like a new transitioning period of like starting over in a new setting. But yeah, I think it's easy for me to sort of find myself in a stressful headspace, acknowledging how my support system is going to be affected by the next few weeks and what spring quarter is bringing. And I think my mental health, I'm like one of the people who I feel like my mental health is so easily affected by my support system and by my social setting, and any like sort of shift in that I can see slowly but surely affecting my mental health. So maybe if I'm sort of like traveling and I don't see my friends or get to interact with them in the same capacity that I'm used to during the school quarter, I know that within a few days or within a week, I'm going to see a shift in my mental health. I'm going to see a change, and I'm going to have to sort of address that and be able to like manage my mental health in a different way. And this is the quarter for me to start thinking about this and to start acknowledging this and start like thinking of habits, thinking of ways in which I can manage my mental health, given the fact that I'm going to be readjusting my social circle. Mm-hmm. So definitely I relate to that.
Absolutely. I think I really resonate with noticing pretty quickly after there's been a shift with how frequently I can see my support system in terms of mental health. I think that's super real. And I think with everything like we as a collective have been through over the past year and a half, like it just leads to a lot of uncertainty of, will this connection stay the same? Will it feel the same? Will it be totally different? I feel like the pandemic has changed people pretty darn rapidly. And I think with significant personality changes come, I mean, not speaking for everyone, but speaking for myself, I think when I notice that I've changed very rapidly comes like pretty fast shifts in terms of how I relate to other people and the types of people that I look for and actively seek connections with in terms of their personalities. So I think it's just a matter of navigating that uncertainty and also being proactive about long distance communication and checking in with your friends before one or both of you leave for a while and being like, hey, what works best for you? How frequently would you ideally like to stay in touch? What method works best for you? Because I think that proactivity could definitely solve a lot of problems down the road or prevent a lot of, oh, like, sorry, I didn't reach out for a long time. I thought that it wasn't that important to you type of situation.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Like proactive communication, I think, is a really good way of illuminating a lot of the stress, illuminating a lot of the uncertainty, just
you know, being able to stay on the same page and sort of have a more clear transition. I mean, it's going to be hard for all parties involved, but the more active communication there is, I think the easier of a transition it would be for all. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
I think, you know, this quarter, spring is even like it's a seasonal change, and it's a more of a drastic seasonal change compared to fall and winter. I would say, like, I personally feel like fall and winter weather wise are more like similarly, you know, mm-hmm. it's kind of like the same weather. It feels like a mushed, elongated one season, rather than like completely two different seasons. Well, as spring definitely feels like a shift. Like, it definitely feels like the weather is changing. It feels like, you know, feels like more of a distinct change in the atmosphere. And I know that like can affect our physical health. That can, you know, and physical health can also affect our mental health. And I think it's okay to feel overwhelmed is what I'm trying to bring home. It's okay to feel overwhelmed by all the changes and by all the adjustments that we're having to deal with right now as college students. And just, I think something that I'm working on personally is what I want to extend to you guys, which is to be compassionate. It's really easier said than done, but there is a lot going on, and acknowledging the different, the whole picture that includes all of the transitions that are happening around you that are out of or in your control, all the way from COVID rules that, you know, they're out of your control, down to relationship changes that are somewhat in your control. There's a lot, mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to say. And it's okay to need a minute. It's okay to feel like, oh, I need a minute to take it all in. I need a minute to just process everything and get myself back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so well said. Everyone needs some processing time at some point or another. And I think during the spring, with the city feeling like it's coming to life a little bit more, with campus also being more lively, it can feel so easy to fall into the, okay, I have to be full pedal to the metal, just pressing the gas, ramping things up. It's okay to stay calmer during this period of time. And I think it can be a really great thing to figure out your needs in terms of how you navigate uncertainty and how you best process when you really don't know what's ahead. So yeah, like Dora said, be kind to yourselves. I hope that you have a lovely rest of your week.
Thank you for tuning in.
We are really looking forward to having you back on our next episode, and we hope that this week you find a way to take care of yourselves, whatever that looks like for you. Bye, everyone.